Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Chuck Landington. I saw Inception earlier this week, so I'm not sure if this live cast is real or just a dream. What's that? Worst dream ever.
Hi.
Hey,
what just happened?
Bruce Willis was dead the entire time?
Spoiler alert!
See, Thomas Howell wasn't actually black.
Oh.
Who?
Soul Man? Anybody? Soul Man?
No, I saw it.
All right, good.
It also could be a botch reference.
ruining 20-year-old movies. That's what we do here on the live cast.
No, I'm pretty sure the writer and director ruined that one.
That's true.
Welcome, everyone, to another great edition of the Metal Injection Live.
How do you know that it's going to be great, though?
I have a Tom Raya 8-ball. It told me that it was going to be good.
Oh.
That's how I knew. We have a good show. Al from Doth will be... Al from Doth will be calling in. That will start at the top of the hour. And
this is the top of the hour.
The top of the next hour.
Oh, all right. Thank you.
And that's what you do in radio, Sid. Get with the program.
Yeah.
Top of the hour means the next one coming up.
Not when you're in a top of the hour.
Well, it's 8:02, so it's no longer the top of the hour, is it? I'm sorry. It's the top of the hour.
Are you really going to argue with the radio professionals right now about what the top of the
hour
is?
Yes, yes, I am. I believe that's exactly what I'm saying.
I have a certificate.
That's true. It's on the fridge. Can we go back to doing weather on the 8th? Is that okay?
I like it.
Yeah, we didn't do a time check.
Yeah.
And also we have some exclusive excerpts from Dave Mustaine's upcoming autobiography. We actually got excerpts of the audiobook portion, and we'll be playing those a little later in the evening.
And we're the only place.
Yeah, this is a world exclusive.
You might want to clue in Dawkins.
Yeah.
His friends from the FBI sent us these tapes.
Yes, and Blabbermouth, they didn't even know about this. This is like we're breaking this story. It's going to be big. And other than that, you can give us a call. Our number is 646-929-1357. And what else is going on, ladies and gentlemen?
We also have the greatest music break known to man today.
Oh, my God. All week in the email. Oh, yeah. It's going to be Sid and
What's
Sean's
so great about
punk injection. Oh, yeah.
13 power-packed punk punches.
So there's only 5 minutes of music?
Yeah,
correct.
Yeah, I think it's only 12.
Actually, I have a couple of three-minute songs in mind.
What? Blasphemy.
I know.
All mine are under a minute and 28 seconds.
There was actually, in the Metal Injection forums today, somebody made a post about the big four of punk rock. There was like,
and everyone failed it.
All these different threads about the big four of thrash, the big four.
Right, and what was the consensus?
There wasn't really one until I spoke up, and I said, why is it four? Why can't it be five? I thought everything was supposed to be a top five.
It's and because there were only four bands that qualified for that in metal in the 80s.
It's weird, yeah. I don't know.
So what were the big five?
According to me, it was the Ramones, the Sex Pistols, the Clash, Black Flag, and Fugazi.
I don't know about Fugazi. I mean, they're the big five.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm not putting Fugazi down.
They're big.
But you got to remember that Fugazi is Sid's favorite band.
Yeah.
Right.
He's
a little biased.
Yeah, that's very biased.
And I'm pretty sure Fugazi probably sold more records than the Sex Pistols and maybe even Black Flag.
But they have
I'm sure that Green Day sold more than all of them.
Yeah,
but that's...
So wouldn't that be more like the top five legendary punk bands?
Yeah. That's
the top five bands you like.
The most important. But the most important, the most influential. That's how I read it, not as just sales.
Right. Fair enough.
Yeah. But it was just nice to see, like, kids in the forum actually talk about punk rock.
Yeah.
And one kid mentioned some bands that I like. I didn't think anybody on Metal Injection forum had any clue about.
Like what?
No Means No.
Smash
Mouth. Drop the No Means No. Somebody actually mentioned Goldfinger, and I was like, yeah, no.
Yeah, that was a fail. Whoever wrote that. It jumped them from the junkies.
I appreciated the effort.
Is NoFX a punk band?
Yeah.
Because I remember in high school, all the punk rock kids used to like NoFX.
Yeah, well, yeah, they're one of my favorites, but I'm not going to put them on the list. They're fun. They're not.
Why?
Bad Religion are the two most popular badges. Backpack.
Well, yeah, their logos, especially Bad Religion's logo, is very iconic.
I think the Misfits, Crimson Ghost was the most popular.
See, they've always been my favorite punk band, but they always like kind of teetered on, like, you know, a lot of metalheads.
What about Rancid? Is that a real punk band?
What the fuck, man? That's the worst discussion ever.
Rancid tries a little too hard, and now they're awful. I used to like them.
Hey! It's like gypsy punk, right?
Yeah.
Go, 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 Bedella.
Sure.
Get some of that on you.
But I can't participate in this conversation because I can't help and say Black Flag is not like a punk band. I don't want to put them in.
I put them under that. The hardcore punk.
Yeah.
That's under that umbrella.
I got to put them in American hardcore. What's with all this music talk?
Yeah,
yeah,
I know.
Erase.
Because we don't have beers. There's no beers here.
Weren't you going to go to the store and buy beer?
Yeah,
no,
Sean. I don't understand. Do you not have, like, proper identification to get beers?
We can milk Sean.
I'm not from New York. I have no driver's license.
Squeeze his man nipples. Get some beer out of
I already, what? I mean, okay.
Say
come over.
Probably isn't. Yeah, you're probably draining me out.
Can't get blood from a stone.
That's true.
Well, one thing I wanted to talk about this week is I've been on a hunt for a new roommate. My roommate moved out.
Metal Injection fans, this is your one chance.
Yes, it's a contest.
Yeah. Can we tell them your address?
So next caller.
First five callers get to live with Rob.
Everything got really loud. Why are we much louder all of a sudden?
Because I raised our levels, all right? Stop acknowledging things.
What's
that?
It's behind the scenes.
All right.
Moment.
No?
Yeah. I didn't notice it.
Well, because you drown everything out.
What?
All right, so go on with your roommate.
Anyway, so I asked all my friends, and, you know, no one's really looking, so I went the Craigslist route.
Good job.
And it's really become like a SNL skit or something, and the just different variety of weird people that I've gotten to come and check out the place. The first guy...
Any casual encounters? That's where you should post.
That is where I should post. But no, the first guy I saw, this one guy in his email back about the ad was like, I'm just a guy in my early 30s who enjoys the occasional beer and a toke, and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, all right, whatever.
And watching people jerk off.
I guess I'll take a look at that.
Who says toke?
Exactly. That should have been the first warning signal, because he shows up. And the guy basically looks like the guidance counselor on Freaks and Geeks. Like he's
Mr. Rosso.
He's that character. Like, oh yeah, that's cool. That's cool, man. So do that. Blah, blah, blah. Oh no, that's cool, man. Yeah, I could be down with that. Wow. These are some new appliances, man. Are these like new? And it's what? Really?
You do heroin? Okay.
That's cool,
right.
Man. That's cool. Yeah, that's
not my
cool.
thing, but it's all
yeah,
right.
I could see that. That's cool. So there's that.
When's he moving in?
JCVD's Roundhouse Kick is suggesting that you go to Collar Me to find your roommate.
Oh.
That way you can have him clean your house.
Yeah, how did I not think of that right away?
Come on.
So that was one guy. This other guy who came in and checked out the place, he was like a hardcore kid. He said he was into, like, Sick of It All, and...
Did he recognize you?
No, he did not recognize me.
Did he know who the top four of, big four of hardcore were?
That was not on the questionnaire, but one thing I specifically wrote in my Craigslist ad is I would like somebody with full-time employment already.
Yeah.
And so when I asked him about it, he was like, oh, yeah, you know, money's not a problem. He talked like that, too, by the way.
Well, he was a Yankee fan. That's obvious from just from when you said sick of it all, like it's all Yankee.
You know what? You're totally right. He actually was wearing a Yankees hat.
There you go.
He was Wiggercore. Wiggercore?
Yes, totally. He I actually Facebooked him before I responded to
him. Is he in Madball by any chance?
He is not in Madball, no. But his default photo was just him with, like, an oversized cap. And he had, like, the white socks, like, up to his knees and everything.
Did he have bandana underneath his oversized cap?
No, he did
Wait,
not.
Wait, was the front of his cap, like, flipped up like suicidal?
Not flipped up, but to the side.
Did it still have the sticker on it?
Did not have
the
sticker.
Oh, okay, well, I can respect that.
Pencil thin chin strap?
There was a little stubble.
No. Oh.
Just to paint a picture of what this guy looks like.
ICP clown paint?
No, none of that. I wouldn't have let him in. But,
bag.
So yeah, when I'm like, Sam, what do you do for? Oh, yeah, money's not a problem. Yeah, you know, I sell these apartments, and if I sell one a week, I'm good. And if I sell two a week, I'm really good.
Oh,
and, you know, beyond that, I still get unemployment. So, you know, money's not an issue here.
Uh-oh.
I'm like, wait, what? I believe I said I want someone that's employed by getting unemployment.
Come on, you don't want to live with Turtle from Entourage?
No.
But it's a steady income.
And then what was so funny was, like, after I was done showing him the room, we go back into the living room area, and then he just sits down, and he's like, yeah, you know, I'm really feeling this, and it's really hard to find somebody with, like, similar music taste.
Oh, yeah. How right he is.
And he's like, yeah, you know, like, what are some, you know, like, I'm down with, like, Lamb of God, and I've been listening to Bonded by Blood lately, and, oh, they are so good. So, yeah, I mean, I think this could really work out between us. Like, all right. Cool. Well, I have a bunch of other people to see, but I'll get back to you, buddy. And
I really like that Metallica Ja Rule collaboration.
And then this other girl comes in who is from out of town, from Massachusetts.
Wait, was it his friend or like
another completely different person.
Did she have a vagina?
I did not check. That should have been a question I asked.
Sean?
That wasn't in your Craigslist post?
What? Sean, are these pretzel rods unsalted?
What?
If you dare give me an unsalted pretzel rod, I will fucking
it's
choke
right there
it.
On it. You got to lick it harder to get it.
That's terrible.
Looks like a little salt fell
off.
Hi,
Rob. Back to you.
Yeah, so thank you. That was a salt pretzel update. Anyway,
and the weather on the one.
Yeah. The pretzel.
Kid, I'll have you know, in this package, there's 290 milligrams of sodium.
None of them are on the pretzel rod I just ate. Fucking bullshit.
Yeah.
Fucking bullshit.
Thank you. Way to drop the ball, sound effects guy.
Listen, you're
all right, so
Darren,
yeah,
Darren, what? That was like 0.2 seconds, and you couldn't get the sound effect going? What's going on?
Sound is down.
Darren was distracted by
fucking bullshit! Okay, there we go. So anyway, so this girl was like, everything was so exciting to her. Like, wow, this is so great. This room is so big. Wow, this is so... And is there like a grocery store? That's so cool! Awesome!
Was she not?
No, she kind of had like a slightly chunky Drew Barrymore vibe going, but not in like the cute way, in the psycho way. Oh. You know, like the psycho side of Drew Barrymore?
Isn't she the chunky Drew Barrymore? Drew Barrymore?
Yeah. A chunkier, chunky Drew Barrymore.
But the psycho side of Drew Barrymore is the side that lets you fuck her in the ass.
No, and
dates the stroke.
This is what she says to me. She's like, "Do you cook?" And I'm like, "No." Oh, I love to cook. I actually baked an apple pie last week, but it didn't come out good, so I had to throw it out.
Oh my god!
What? Who cares? Get out of here!
Why? That's really why you.
It was just like a.
I don't want somebody cooking failed apple pies in my kitchen that I never go to.
What do I care about your like, dumb apple pies? Like, is this?
You
really
might see
relevant?
Her coming out of the shower but sometimes. There might be a titty out.
What I'm trying to say is that you're irreplaceable.
Well, that's obvious. Well,
I hate people that cook. Give me the impure guy back.
I would have.
Hell, the apartment's for him.
Nah,
I think he's saying anybody, please.
But then the best worst person that I got was this guy that
Rich Hall.
Not Rich Hall.
I would love to live with Rich Hall.
Oh.
Oh,
well. Love connection.
The gauntlet has been thrown.
Ooh,
I would love for you to live with Rich Hall too. Yeah.
Oh, you would know.
Then you could walk in on him in the shower.
You and Rich just hanging out in your underwear on the couch. Oh,
oh, that's hot.
I know.
Rich Hall doesn't wear underwear.
After dark. Shakeltown wrote, "The girl that Rob is describing sounds like Eddie Trunk."
Do everyone know who Eddie Trunk is? Is he that?
He's on Page One. He's on
Sirius.
Oh, yeah, he has that show. That's right.
Other than that, yeah, so this last guy, he initially sent me an email, and he's like, you know, I'm working on my thesis at SBA, which is the School of Visual Arts, which is, I mean, we have some friends that went there that are very nice people, but
yeah. For
the most part, it's like a pretty pretentious school, I would say.
His thesis is probably like a sculpture of a dog taking a shit.
Especially if he said, I'm working on my thesis in videography, which is basically, I'm just working on a film.
Yeah.
Is what he could have said. So just the wording already was like a big throw up. And then, of course, I Facebooked him. And he had a private profile, but his profile pictures were available. And they were the most pretentious profile pictures ever. And then he had his portfolio link in his email signature. So I checked out his reel.
Any Nazi stuff?
No Nazi stuff, but it was basically like, I don't know if you can remember that Family Guy where the news anchor woman had that college film shown, and it was just like a black and white thing, and she was flipping a pancake, and there was just like a sad clown. It was just random imagery.
Like Ingmar Bergman.
Yeah, and then like it just said Fiend. And that was like the
Fiend. Fiend. You did do that?
Fiend. No, the Family Guy sketch. Oh, if it did, that would have. So I initially did not respond to him, but then he actually sent a follow-up email saying that he's really, really interested. And I figured since, you know, everything else is just not working out, might as well just respond to this guy. And then he was like, I'm really interested. I'm in Chicago right now, so I can't really look at the place, but I'll take it. I'll have my friend come over and give me the deposit, and, you know, I can move in August 1st. And I think this would be great. And I was just like,
very suspicious.
I was like, first of all, I'd like to meet you first before I'm taking any deposit money from you.
That smells like rape.
Then he's like, well, maybe we could talk on the phone. I was like, no, in person, in person.
Maybe chat roulette?
Oh, yeah, maybe
we could both jerk off on chat roulette.
Yeah.
Only if we randomly run into each other. Yeah. But
you could only meet my belly button and my crotch.
So then he was like, all right, I'll rearrange some plans, but can you just promise to not show anybody the place until I see it? And I'm like, what?
You should have just said yes. How the hell are you?
Who are you? And I was like, no, I won't do that, but I won't make my final decision until you see it.
He can't say that, because what if he wants to give it away to someone else?
Rob gives it away to everyone.
Yeah, I just give it away too easy. But so anyway, it finally comes the day that we're supposed to meet, and from the moment I answer the phone and then I talk to him, I knew this was not going to work out, because I was just like, you know, ring, ring, hello, and it was them. Hi, is this Rob? Hi, I'm here to see the place. Okay, I'll be right out. No, I mean, I don't know. Actually, it could be a very good possibility.
Did you switch into just a robe?
With a pipe.
Absolutely, absolutely.
You didn't have to switch. You put on a robe. Started out naked.
So then he comes in.
Open robe.
Not only does he come in, he brings his friend, which is he's the weirdest looking hipster guy, like tall. Has like it looks like a rapist. Really looks like a rapist. Like a hipster rapist.
Aren't they all rapists?
Yeah. And then this guy, my potential roommate, had a white button down with like the top two buttons open, like not tucked in.
He's a sharply dressed.
Cargo shorts head, and then he had a tote bag.
Uh-huh.
A freaking tote
Rob!
Bag.
Come
like,
on, take him.
Was he wearing boat shoes?
Yes. He was wearing those like Arabic sandals.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Like
the pointy tip?
No pointy.
Like
the
iron sheet?
The gladiator shoes?
Yeah, the gladiator ones.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's adorable.
No, he's not a dog. I'll send you his email address.
Dude,
you can hang out.
You've been with him.
But
you
can
share a bottle of Tresemme with this guy. Come on.
Wow, this is great. Wow. It's two closets. You don't really see that in New York.
You said you want to come out of one?
Yeah. What for each of them?
And then, yeah, his friend did not say anything. Not a word.
Who's
and then,
backup?
It's like, what? Yeah,
maybe
yeah,
it's
right.
His jealous boyfriend.
Yeah.
And then it's like, no, this is really great. I'm willing to take this right now. I could just go to the bank, come back with a deposit.
And, I'll bend over and you give me your deposit?
Yeah.
He's like, I really feel like this could work out between us. I mean, you know, I'm a cool guy, and I don't mind cleaning a bathroom every now and then.
Oh, like, he's on collar me.
I'm like,
sure.
Wait a minute. Are you? First of all, he's offering to clean my bathroom. Second of all, is he implying that my bathroom is dirty?
I'll imply
Look at
that.
You. Yes. How dare he? He just met me. You wait until at least then the email follow-up to imply the bathroom is dirty.
I think he was going down a list of things about himself to present that would be positive, and that's all he had.
Yeah, I'm a cool guy. That was what totally
I'm a cool guy, space. And I'm willing to clean the bathroom. And he's done. That's the end.
I can wear an apron.
Yeah. Have to put up with some gag factor sound effects from his room at odd hours of the night.
Male gag factor 4.
What? What?
Quack, quack, quack.
Oh, that's how we're
So back to the drawing board.
Yeah,
back to the drawing
board. How is it living alone for now? Is that fun?
It's pretty nice.
Lots of masturbating.
Well, I mean, you know.
Have you masturbated in the other bedroom?
Yeah.
No, it's pretty bare. There's
yes, he
guy.
Has.
It's a bear?
You could put, like, posters on the wall of, like,
He paused for a little bit. I think that's a yes.
I see it in his eyes, for sure he does.
I keep it in my room.
Have you
keep it in the kitchen, in the bathroom.
But you jerk off with the door open now, right?
Sure, yeah.
That's liberating, isn't it?
I guess you could say that. Well,
fuck you, world.
Have you done it while taking a dump with the door open?
Why haven't I taken a dump and jerked off at the same time? Ever.
What?
Really?
What?
You are missing out, mister.
What do you mean? What? Have you?
The smell kills it for me. I've gotten myself started.
You got to be picking
really?
Your nose,
but I don't
clean
finish.
Your ears,
it's never even been something that I've thought about as I'm shitting.
You're not very creative, Rob.
Yeah. I was just kidding. Are you being serious? That you have jerked off while shitting?
I've never finished.
Did you? All right, I need to clarify this. Did you? You're purposely, attempted. Like, was this a hot idea, or did you just have to jerk
what
off?
What do you mean by hot
like,
idea?
I was right. Not a hot idea.
For example,
oh, I should try jerking off while shit. No, it wasn't like premeditated.
You had to jerk off so bad that.
But I didn't like, it wasn't like furious. It was just a little bit of, all right, once I'm done with this, we're going to really get going, but this is a warning shot.
Like, what?
That anal stimulation.
Yeah, it was like a little fluffer.
It.
Situation before what? The actual scene.
What I'm not getting is, like, why did this have to occur while you were sitting?
Is you're living
that
with
urgent?
Folks?
Like, it was that urgent?
No, I just wanted to get ready.
Were you living
okay.
with your folks?
Huh?
Were you living with your folks?
Yeah, I think. Yeah, but they weren't home.
But you couldn't wait till the shit was over and wipe, wash your hands.
Just being efficient is a time saver.
Yeah, I'm
asking.
I got
wait,
my
I have a question.
My, then I wiped, and then I went.
I have a question.
Okay.
When you wiped, did you stick a finger in there a little?
No, I never. I
by
never.
Mistake?
No, I never.
Fall on it. Just let them fall in.
No.
But,
my butthole is a very...
Did you continue wiping after it was clean?
No.
His butthole is like the Temple of Doom.
It's never fully clean. I wipe till there's a little bit of red on the toilet paper, and then I stop for a while.
Wait, bright red or, like, black red?
Usually bright red.
Then that's external, not internal.
Yeah. Oh, is that what? Okay. Wow. All right, that's fine.
Mm. All right.
That's over.
Wow.
Once
you're getting
blood,
to know. Right.
Well, I should. I'm never, like, done shitting. It's just, like, it stopped coming out, but there's still some. It's just not moving anymore. So I have to wipe what I can and then come back like an hour later.
But you're over-wiping. If you're doing, if
well,
you're
I
blood.
I wipe until there's no more brown. Sometimes the last wipe is not brown anymore. It's red a little bit. Not a lot. Just like a little... Hint.
Three dry, three
like
wet,
spotty.
Three dry. That's what you do.
But like when I'm at work, I can't do wet.
Why not?
Well, I'm going to go out of the stall with my pants around my ankles and wet the toilet.
No, you take...
No, you don't dip it in the toilet.
No, no,
no.
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 Never.
No.
Never.
I didn't even
never.
Say that. You
never.
Said that.
Dip
no,
one
you,
no, stop
you take a travel pack of wet ones if yep. you use
what?
That on your ass.
I'm not going to bring that to work.
No, it's never dip in the toilet again.
I don't do that.
Don't. Do that.
I've wiped.
Well, okay.
Wow, no.
I agree never to dip in the toilet. But, like, what's the big deal if you do?
I mean,
in a public place, I'm saying.
Is it pre-poop? Like, do you dip and then set it on, like,
the
handicap
flush,
bar? And
flush it first, and then
because
yeah.
flushing
that's
doesn't
good.
Get every
yeah,
molecule
would never.
Of waste out of the toilet.
What? Oh. Really?
I mean, it's
what if you dip in the back of the tank?
It's still dirty.
At my office, there's no tank.
Okay.
Someone in the chat asked whether you fold your toilet paper or wad it up in a ball.
I wad it up in a ball.
OCD fold.
Fold.
I fold too.
Fold.
Fold.
Rob?
Perfect squares.
I fold.
Yeah. I like wrap it around my thumb and forefinger.
Oh, dude.
What?
Yeah, I do it. Three fingers.
I can put it around my hand.
Full hand.
Full hand, but I leave the pinky out.
So you're
depends
you're like,
how nerdy I am.
No, because it's wider than
no,
my
but then,
pinky.
Then I take out the toilet paper from the wrap from my hand, and I just...
Why is the After Dark playing for a turn?
No, but like I have
for
to do...
For some people, this is sexy.
It's true. I have to do the fold around the hand because at my apartment now, it doesn't have the toilet paper dispenser that like rolls off the wall. Like it's like a peg sticking out
was
of the
floor.
It's
on a stick.
It's on a stick, and you have to take it off and wrap it around and put it back on the stick again.
It's a shit stick.
It is.
Yeah.
It looks like the handle of a katana, if you can imagine.
It's sort of awesome.
I know. So it's like wide enough that the you know the tube doesn't go all the way down the tube.
Sean lives in a hut. Gotta go out to the outhouse, honey.
It's an aluminum shanty town on top of a building in Hell's Kitchen. That's right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Only $3,000 a month.
Mm-hmm.
So bargain.
So, and my soul.
Noah, what was that story you were telling us about? Sirius.
Oh, yeah.
It was something about lesbians. Go.
No, I didn't say anything about lesbians. This morning, I had to board up Cosmo Radio, and they were throwing a bachelorette party for this chick. She was getting married. And the reason why the story came up is because I tweeted pictures. But why did I tell the story? I forgot.
Because Sid was complaining about this.
They were very blurry photos.
Yeah.
Well, I was trying to work and take a photo, and I wasn't sure if I was allowed to photo.
Listen, what's more important?
But
you weren't sure if you were allowed, but you're like, yeah, fuck it. Before I find out, let me tweet these photos.
Yeah, whatever. Who's going to know?
Happens, happens.
Who's going to know? It's fine. But anyway, well, they asked me for the pictures at the end of the show.
Oh, no.
So the chick that came in was really hot, but then they
what'd
had...
What'd she look like?
She had kind of long, blonde, brown hair.
White chick?
Unibrow?
No, no unibrow.
Mustache?
She was, like, very, like, wholesome looking.
Hold on. Trying to get into
did she have a certificate in stripping? A stripping certificate.
Showed it on her
face. Was it on her vagina?
I didn't see it. Some packed onto anything.
It was, like, one of those stickers.
Did she mention that she tried to make apple pie the night before but threw it out?
Actually, yes.
Oh, shit,
he
Rob.
Also said
so
he
weird.
Was moving to Brooklyn and went apartment hunting in Williamsburg and talked to a guy that looked like a boot. So you get for leaving the room.
Go Rob. Find some beer.
Okay.
Rob needs a soda to wash down this cookie. Yeah.
So the woman had a female bachelorette party.
Yeah, because they were trying to like simulate her fiance's bachelor party.
But that'll show up more, right?
Huh?
Like the women like having even like straight women like that. They
like
that's so funny. Like they don't even think of it as
yeah.
Sex,
well,
you know?
After they brought in a male stripper, and let's just say it was more pleasant looking at the girl stripper than the guy stripper.
Well, he was like a fat slob, right?
No, he was like very chiseled. And
oh,
they
what? I misunderstood. I thought.
Wait, so he looked like Sid?
Not as good looking as Sid.
Chiseled, not grizzled. What's the difference?
Sorry.
Chiseled.
How dare you.
But they dressed him up as a like a sailor, like a guy in the Navy.
Uh-huh.
And they were having an issue bringing him into studio because he was in the lobby arguing with them that he doesn't do sailor suits. He only wears cowboy outfits because he's really cut. So they finally bring him in, and whatever, they put a joke on her, and he starts stripping. And the whole studio smells like sweat, cologne, and cocoa butter. And this guy was like...
Basically a gay club at 2 in the morning?
Yeah, this guy was... He wasn't black. He looked like he was Spanish and a Guido.
He was swarthy.
Like, his eyebrows were done, and he had earrings, and, like, his hair was shaved, like... I don't know how to describe it.
Payas.
No, not a payas. Like, you know, with the sharp sideburns.
I know what you mean.
I do not wear a sailor suit. I am so cut.
And it was just gross. And then he took his pants off and everything. His ass was hanging out and his, like, dick was in a thong.
I was going to say, did you see any meats?
I was mortified. I didn't want to look. I was glad that I was in the other room.
Somebody in the chat asks, Was he as charming as Sid?
No.
Quietly not, clearly.
He didn't even pronounce Sirius correctly.
Jeez.
How do you say
it?
He said Cyrus.
Cyrus.
I'm here.
Sirius?
I'm here.
On Cyrus.
I'm on Cyrus Radio.
Shut up.
It's not Cyrus?
I thought it was out of business.
Oh!
Just kidding.
No more touch my junk.
It's doing a lot better than Clear Channel.
Is it? That can't be true.
I don't know.
Clear Channel stock's got to be over a dollar.
Let's check. Let's do a
yeah,
check.
Yeah, let's do a check of Clear Channel
Clear
stock.
Clear Channel owns every channel in the country, though. They have to be doing that. Sirius.
Nobody listens to terrestrial radio anyway.
But nobody listens to Sirius at all except for Howard Stern. I mean,
people listen when the subscription comes free in their car, but then when it runs out, that.
No, then they're automatically billed and they'd never cancel.
It's like Girls Gone Wild.
I listen to a really, really good show on there with the woman that talks to animals and shit. And it's really,
that's
really
Noah's
good.
Show.
So Sirius is
you're on that show?
Trading at...
You guys are assholes.
Sirius is trading at 95 cents a share.
Yes.
Clear Channel trading at $10 a share.
Oh, hey!
Ouch.
Oh, wait, this is Clear Channel Outdoor Holdings.
Oh.
That's their concert one.
Yeah, that's and the Billboard one. Right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Come on, let's get a fair comparison. Meanwhile, let's listen to a clip from Noah's show. Ready?
Hello? This is the Noah show. You're on the air. What's your animal's name? Hello, caller.
I don't go on the air.
I can tell your lion is very sad.
Its name is Gertrude.
Hello, Gertrude. How are you today?
It's kind of cranky.
Real good.
It's had liquid shits for the past 2 weeks, and it won't sit on the couch anymore.
She has a problem. She's been eating people, hasn't she?
She's been really sad.
Yes, she has.
She ate two of the children and the family dog.
Well, we'll be right back with an angry iguana with erectile dysfunction on the Noah Talks to Animals show.
Am I still on the phone?
On spirit.
Baba Booey.
Wow. I don't... Okay. I am on Jane Radio.
And you have a certificate, too.
I called into that show once.
You did.
So did I.
And
what
I have
did
a,
you do? It was... What was the...
That was before when it was poorly produced.
Perfume with
good.
Pheromones in it to make people like you.
And you...
And I called and I was skeptical.
Well, did you just call in on your own? Or
I called in because Noah asked me to.
Yeah, she definitely called.
But I like that they
I didn't mind. It was funny.
That they're so desperate for subscribers that they're like, we'll name a station after you. So
yeah.
Like somebody named Jane listens to that station.
Yeah. No, it's not
it's
a station.
Your station.
No, my station
channel.
Is Stars, and the show is Jane Radio.
But Deb Jane is really like some, she's like a...
Broad, right?
What's her name?
She's Jane Pratt. She had a magazine.
Sassy.
What was the point of that show that I could, it was like last July?
It was our phallic 4th of July.
Oh, I remember you brought the cake back.
Or the penis cake. Yeah.
What did I say again? I forgot.
I don't remember.
It was some like penis jokes for the 4th of July or something?
Yeah.
Like,
I guess.
Speaking of penises, there was a story today about a guy in Israel who...
One of your countrymen.
I don't know. What?
What?
He was Iranian.
No, he was Palestinian.
Said in Israel.
I thought I read that he was Iranian.
No, he was
He was an Arab. It's just an Arab.
Yeah, Arab.
Okay.
Anyway, so what happened was this guy told a girl in Israel that he was Jewish, and because of that she slept with him. And then a few weeks later she found out that he lied to her, and he's not Jewish.
Oh, my God.
And he's an Arab.
Oh, my God.
So she called the cops on him.
Wait a minute.
For rape.
Wait a minute. So Arabs are circumcised? I don't think so.
Why not?
They don't.
It's 2010.
Why would they circumcise?
Neither one eat pork.
What? Yeah,
but isn't it like a Jewish thing?
I'm not Jewish.
Yeah, like it's a health thing. People, non-Jews
I got cut junk.
So anyway.
Step away from the Jew pussy.
Noah's eyes just bugged out of her head, by the way.
No.
Cut junk.
No, because.
Not junk, it's cut, baby.
Shut up, Sid.
Who really hasn't lied that they were Jewish to get laid?
And then, but then put in jail for rape. He got it.
Rape by deception.
Yeah, rape by deception.
Are you kidding me?
Actually wanted to try him for like even worse crimes, but they pleaded it down.
Yeah,
probably half the times in my life that I've gotten laid, I could be go under for rape under deception.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like in
like,
this country, how many people lie?
The fraternity system would collapse if there was a crime here.
How many times I said I work at the gas station or my dad owns the Chuck E. Cheese? You know, like all these things, rape by deception.
Yeah. Those 8-year old girls love that shit.
It's true. It's true.
Grape.
No,
hot cum chocolate milkshakes.
You know, all these things.
Is that a Cannibal Corpse song?
I love this one quote from the judge. He was saying how the sex was obtained under false pretenses, and if she hadn't thought the accused was a Jewish bachelor interested in a serious romantic relationship,
she wouldn't have fucked him.
She would not have cooperated. Yeah, like what? Like Jewish girls aren't sluts, okay? We only fuck ones we think we're gonna marry.
Really, this totally sounds like what used to happen in the South. Like when they'd catch a white chick fucking a black dude, they'd lynch the black dude because the white chick would be like, "Oh shit, rape, rape."
Yeah, yeah.
It's like you didn't get raped. You just want.
He told me he was white.
Yeah. Exactly.
That just goes to show how Jews and Arabs look exactly the fuck alike.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Rob.
He told me he liked mayonnaise and golf.
People like mayonnaise. Why wouldn't they?
It's true. Is that true? I didn't know.
Why wouldn't it?
I don't even like mayonnaise.
Let's not get racist now.
What do you like about mayonnaise?
What is racist about that?
I don't like it.
Do we have a caller?
Saying black people like mayonnaise is racist?
Darren! Come on.
Let's do 361.
Yeah.
361.
Hey guys, Justin again.
What's up, Justin? What do you want?
I wanted to say something. I'm sorry to take you guys off topic, but I wanted to call in saying that this will be my last time calling in for another like month or so, because I will not be in this same place. I'll be in New Mexico, and I won't be able to call very often because I won't have my phone on me very often, so I won't be able to call much.
I know this is
of no like purpose or anything to you guys. I'm just like putting it out there.
So you're calling us to let us know that you're no longer going to call in?
No, I'm not saying I'm no longer going to be able to call in. I'm saying I'm going to be not going to be able to call in for the next 3 weeks. But after those 3 weeks, I'm going to be able to call in.
So you are totally derailing the show to tell us you won't call in 3 weeks.
What are we going to do, guys?
No.
How are we going to fill a content? How are we going to fill 2 hours of entertainment without
more
your
punk music breaks by Sid and Sean? How about that?
No.
Huh? That's right.
Sean and Sid. Okay, Sean, you can go. Sid, you do not deserve it.
So
dare you? Hang up on this fuck.
All right, who else we got?
Yeah, seriously.
All right, bye.
Bye for 3 weeks, maybe.
We have 260.
260. Who is this?
Hey, it's Luke.
What's up, Luke?
It's Luke.
Oh, it's Sean.
Sean's boyfriend. Did you get Sean's T-shirts yet? Or t-shirt?
Yes, I was calling to thank you guys.
Does it fit?
Did you sniff it?
Wait, did he get it? He got it?
Yeah.
Fuck yeah, Lucas.
Yes, my master.
Lucas even private messaged me for more shirts.
Oh,
incognito.
Greedy fuck.
I like it. I like
take it. And take and take.
Now you've reminded me that he messaged me. He's like, "Hey, I'll take the A Life Once Lost shirt too."
I bet you would.
I'm like, yeah, okay, buddy. How
in
about you
butt.
Settle down? I'll give you one shirt for free, all right?
Okay.
Unless you want to pay for shipping. Unless you
COD. Send it COD.
Oh yeah, okay. Unless you want to do the shipping, then we will give you that.
Does that
one.
Exist COD?
Does it still? I don't know.
I don't think so.
Oh.
Yeah, it's called PayPal.
All right, fair enough.
Cash pre-delivery.
You guys should do Thrust or Trash.
Yeah, okay.
You want to bark any more orders at us?
Yeah, we should give you a shirt. We should do Thrasher. Why don't you be the producer here?
Why don't we make a Thrasher to Trasher shirt? Just combine everything he wants into one thing and then not give it to him.
Okay.
Okay.
Good one.
Thanks for calling.
You know, that just reminded me that, you know, since Sean was giving away his household garbage,
uh-oh,
I brought some of my own to give away.
All right.
Yeah, here.
That's a good movie.
Why do you have this?
What?
Yeah, I don't know.
Frank brought a Save the Last Dance
what else?
DVD.
What else do we have? There's three things there.
There's a Save the Last Dance DVD.
Wait, are Livecast members eligible for winning?
Sure. I don't know. Are we?
Yeah, sure.
I don't think there's any rules to this.
I don't want those.
Heaven Shall Burn. That was a band.
Oh, my God.
And Deer and Gray.
Yeah. Another band.
No. Are we able to request the Save the Last Dance? Or is that
if you want it, you can have it.
Is it open already? No, I don't want it.
Put that on Swap Tree.
Yeah, I was going to say, you get something you do want.
Get Lonnie.
Yeah,
Lonnie will want.
I know it's on his wish list.
They're the only two people on Swap Tree. Rich keeps swapping things back and forth.
Hey, no shipping. I can just meet up with him.
In Rockford.
I wrote this for you.
Oh,
all that is gay poster. Awesome.
You know, a good question was brought up in the chat. Frank, why do you have that movie in the first place?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think it's from like an ex-girlfriend or something.
Ah, sure. But
sure.
Why were you dating girls that watched Save the Last Dance?
I don't know.
Well, it was
Frank,
Julia
that is
Stiles.
A good question.
He was dating Julia Stiles.
Oh, and she had
like
no, Frankie
Love.
Love.
She liked to watch herself.
Frankie Love, yeah. Interracial coupling, surrounded by dancing.
No, right? Not really.
Frank's not Jungle Fever.
Yeah.
Now, if you had O,
I'm not
Darren.
Come on.
Yeah.
Want to have any more chips, Rob, before we proceed?
No, I could have waited for the music break, but I was too hungry.
Okay. Speaking of music breaks, hey, let's do a music.
It's time
break.
To go. Time to go. Let's wrap it up.
We do actually have to take a slightly earlier music break.
Yeah.
Why?
Right,
are
we have
taking
the caller
a 10 minute?
In.
Are
yeah.
we taking a 10 minute music break?
15. Well, we have AL from Dallas calling it at 9.
Yeah, so we're
going to
take
music break.
That's in 18 minutes.
Yeah, so we're going to take.
Might knock out all
break.
Our songs in that amount of time.
The whole break is actually 23 minutes. All right, so we're going to take a quick punk rock music break.
Yeah.
Yes.
And,
talk about it in the chat. We'll be watching.
And then we'll be back with Eyal, starting with a band called Career Suicide, followed by Poison Idea, Screeching Weasel. Are these just all Sean picks?
No, I think he's alternated.
Yeah. Mm. We went every other.
And then a little Born Against.
Yeah.
On the live cast.
Yeah.
Presented by Metal Injection.
Yeah.
Here's some punk rock.
Thank you. Thank you.
planet. Possibly not. What has got me on? Two breasts. And no foreskin. It's the Metal Injection Live Cast.
All right.
All right, we're back for hour two of the Metal Injection Live Cast. And I believe we have our special guest on the line.
Yes, you do.
Oh, it's Eyal Levi from DOS. How's it going, man? Thanks for calling in.
No problem. How are you guys doing?
We're doing wonderful. How are you?
We're eating pretzels.
Eating pretzels?
Yes.
Cheese?
I don't like pretzels. But I'll take your word for that you're doing great otherwise. I'm doing all right. Just took a break from cutting solos to call you wonderful people.
Wonderful. And you're recording a new album. How is that going?
Going great. We've got about 3 weeks left, and I think it's the most over-the-top thing we've ever really been involved with musically. You know, it's like the, I guess it's the cliche thing to say, it's heavier, more brutal, whatever, blah, 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 all that stuff, but it really kind of is, and it's a lot of fun because everyone really pushed it to the limit of their ability, whether technically or mentally, you know, with really bringing it. So we're having fun.
Cool. And Axel Rosenberg of Metal Sucks, of course, went and visited you guys, and he said you guys have like a tight deadline of having to finish it by a certain time to get it out this year. Do you think you're going to make that deadline?
Yeah, it's already been scheduled for this year. I'm not allowed to say the date. The date hasn't been announced, but we got a date already, so we better finish. I think we'll be fine. We always manage to pull through if it means not sleeping for a few days and getting all cracked out making music. It's really, there's worse predicaments I can think of.
Now, how many ounces of weed are you guys going through a week being holed up in the studio? Because I know you guys are notorious potheads. You guys smoke me under the table, that's for sure. Can I just make that statement? Doc smokes Rob for Metal Injection under the table. That's how much they smoke. No, it's true. In California, when we were all hanging out for the Revolver Awards, there were two nights where I hung out with Eyal where he would pass the bowl around so much that I just had to pass out. He smoked me into a coma.
Wow.
I don't think there was
it was a good coma because you got up the next day and felt great, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, so yeah, we haven't kept the count this time. I know that on the concealer it was 14 of them. But yeah.
14 ounces. That's almost a pound.
Yeah. 7/8 of a pound.
Yeah. You know, very nice.
I mean, I don't know.
Is that where most of your work budget goes towards? Is that where most of your work budget goes?
What? Say it again? Sorry.
All right.
He's really high right now.
Yeah.
That's why.
Oh, okay. No, it was just a shady connection. I couldn't hear the question. Still there?
Never mind. I think the joke's dead.
Cool. And, of course, if there are any DOS fans out there, all seven of them, right? Jeez, you could... I'm just teasing. But the number to call in to talk to Eyal is 646-929-1357.
Maybe you guys have better questions.
Yeah, I'm all out. My tank is out.
I got a question, actually. Dude, how do you think this shredding-wise compares to the LaVie Wurstler album?
Well, we feel like we made... Well, between the LaVie Wurstler album and the Concealers, I think we made as much of a statement with shred as we feel we need to make. And we're just... for whatever makes the most musical sense. And so the solos are a lot more feel-oriented. That said,
they shred like crazy. they're over the top, except now that shred has phrasing, like really crazy phrasing. Like, we really focused on making sure that the solos are singing a song to you or telling you a story, even if they're going by at 300 miles an hour. So I'd say that the shred factor, if you just want to break it down to, like, you know, bare bones shred, like how fast it's going, it's pretty fucking fast. But I think that they're a step up because the phrasing, they're now being phrased like real pieces of music at that speed. So it's kind of cool.
All right, we actually have a caller. Is it Trudeau?
Yes, we do. 704, you're on the line.
Hello?
Hi.
Yeah, what's your name? Where are you from?
Josh from North Carolina, the guy that calls in occasionally.
Hello, Josh.
Hello,
Josh. Eli,
however you pronounce your name, man. What pedals did you use in Levi Wrestler to get that that tone you guys had in that the whole album, that like chunky, just amazing kind of phased out tone?
Are you talking about the rhythms, or are you talking about the leads and the layers and stuff?
I'm talking about both. Like, the rhythms and the leads were quite different in their tone, but they still had that kind of phaser on it. And I just wonder what you guys do to get that tone, because I love it.
Well, we used all different kinds of gear on the record, so it's not like we ran everything through one amp or even used one guitar. Like, we have a few different tunings going on in the record. You know, one extremely low tuning, and then we have drop C as well. And so we use different guitars for that. And then we use the different guitar for every part. Basically, what I mean is for every part that would be happening simultaneously. So the part that has like a solo and layers and the melody and rhythms, you know, we would be using five different guitars with five different amp setups. So, honestly, I don't think it's so much in the gear. It's more, it was composed to give you that sort of feel. But if you want to get down and dirty with it, most of the rhythms are 5153, and that's through a Mesa cabinet. A lot of the leads were, you know, we went back and forth between a Hot Rodded, Marshall JCM 800, and a Bogner Ecstasy. And, you know, some odd stuff here and there, man, but mainly it's in the composition, I got to say. It was written to have that kind of feel and that kind of tone.
Yeah, it was just epic sounding.
Thanks, every single
song just was, like, amazing.
Well, you can't discount Eric, the synth dude, because there's a lot of synth in there where you can't really tell there's synth, but it's just adds ambiance to the whole thing. Like, he doubles some of our rhythm parts, and that you can't discount the huge, huge factor the synth played in the overall sound of the record. It's, like I said, it's not up front like on a demo record where it's like dun da da dun, and you know it's like, you know, keyboard time. But it's in there through a lot of the record, and it's really subtle, but it really helps bring out that spacey kind of tone.
There you go. All right, cool. Thank you for your call. And we have a few questions in the chat. First question from Deadman22. Have you ever had sex with a goat?
What?
A serious
I'm afraid of getting kicked. I've heard that, like, I heard of this one dude that had a goat. He tried to domesticate a full-size goat and ended up kicking him to death. And one of the worst deaths I can think of is getting killed by a wild animal. Like, I mean, you know, you die in your sleep, that's one thing. But getting killed by a wild animal, going down in a plane crash, whatever, not my idea of fun. I haven't tried with a goat.
Which would be
worse? I don't want... What?
Dying in a plane crash or getting killed by a goat, which is worse for you?
What about getting killed by a goat while the plane is going down?
Yeah. Fuck!
That would be a really interesting that would be like on some Russian airline where they have like livestock traveling with the people or something. You know?
I think I saw it on Faces of Death once.
I learned
that's what I'm saying.
I learned this week that male goats have peeing rituals where they pee on each other's beards. Would you be interested in that since you have a really...
male?
What are you asking him? It's a guest.
We don't know he would be interested in that.
Did you know that male humans do the same thing?
Noah over here, she's basically offering to pee on your beard.
I said male goat.
I mean, I was about to say that sounds like some human rituals I know of.
Well, no one's on the golden shower.
Who needs a goat?
I can introduce you to some websites.
Guys, man, on that subject, we used to have a guitar player back in the early days, and he used to have his girlfriend squat over a wine glass and piss into it, and he would drink it. So, you know, I've heard some strange shit happen.
Now, a lot of good nutrient.
Did you know which wine glass it was? Because I'm hoping, like, when you came over and he started serving actual wine, he wasn't serving it in the same glass that he used to drink.
I
want to
be in that
of.
Guy's house.
No, it's like, who wants apple juice?
I never drank wine at his apartment after that.
Smart.
I'd get, like, a golden chalice or something for that. It would be a separate thing.
No pun intended? Or pun intended?
Either.
Shankletown in the chat asks, do you record on the Shabbat? On the Shabbat?
Yeah, he's not religious.
Yeah, no. Just...
yes.
There we go.
What do your parents think that you're in a metal band?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Because your dad is a famous musician, too, right?
And
but not in metal.
I think I covered this with them when I was, like, 13 years old. It's been a little while. They couldn't care less. As long as I'm happy, you know, how the cliche goes. As long as I'm happy, I actually lucked out because I'm a professional musician. So a lot of that resistance that kids had, my friends had growing up, like, you know, why don't you do something realistic, blah blah blah, all that bullshit. I never had that because in my family, it has been proven that it is possible to make something of yourself in music. So. More than anything, just hard work and persistence was their motto. Not really, why are you playing metal?
What kind of music does your father play?
He's a symphony conductor.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
So, and is he religious or is he just like a non-practicing Jew too?
I would call him a non-practicing Jew. I'd call myself non-religious. Like, I don't associate with the religion at all, but I'd say the rest of my family are non-practicing.
Yeah, I'm kind of the same. I had a bar mitzvah just to get in the will, you know.
Yeah, well, shit, man. It's you know, you can get a lot of gifts.
Yeah,
a lot of
cash.
Pressure.
No bullshit. But
yeah,
they're all socks.
Dude, and when you're 13, I mean, I felt uncomfortable about the whole situation, but what are you going to do when you're 13 and you have that much pressure on you to do that? You know,
actually,
I'm not planning on – what's that?
Sorry, someone is asking you if you would be able to play at a bar mitzvah.
Oh, Jesus.
Would you play a bar mitzvah?
They pan? And what do they care?
It's actually Gene Simmons' grandson, so it's going to be in a big arena. It's like 50,000.
They're going to pay you with Kiss merchandise.
Yeah, I don't know. I'll pass on that one.
You don't want the Kiss casket?
That's just expensive.
I'd rather have an ICP casket. ICP babe casket, you know?
Definitely.
Awesome.
What's going on here? Well, I'm seeing a lot of hand signals. I'm getting distracted.
Oh.
That plane is about to land.
Really? There's a plane about to land?
So, I don't know. I don't know if you were listening earlier, but we were talking about how this guy in Israel got arrested because he's Palestinian and he told a Jewish girl.
He's Arab. They didn't say Palestinian.
They said he was Palestinian in the full article I read.
Oh.
Yeah, whatever. Okay, so he's Arab and he lied. Dude, this girl said he was Jewish, and because he lied to her, he's getting thrown in jail for rape.
You didn't tell the full story at all.
That,
he lied
to
her.
That sounds
to
like a story.
Yeah. He met this girl. He said he was Jewish. They fucked. She later found out he was not Jewish. She accused him of rape. He's going to jail for 18 months for rape by deception.
Now, what I want...
Was it because he was very generous with his money?
What I want to know, Al, if you ever lied to a girl to bone her, worthy of getting thrown into jail for rape by deception?
No, I don't think so. I don't think so.
There was that one time you said you were Eddie Van Halen.
I thought it was John Mayer.
Oh.
I want to know how far did this guy go to pretend he was a Jew? Like, did he put payas on or, like, you know?
That is, he had, like, a fake beard.
Oh, my knee hurts. Give me a massage.
I mean, I don't understand that. That's rape by deception. That, you know, that could be, like, I mean, in this country, that whole, like, I love you that people say in order to get laid, I mean, it's like, how many dudes would be guilty of rape if that was a law in this country? I mean, how many dudes do you know have said I love you to a girl just to get in her knickers?
We'd be doing this from Rikers if that was the case.
I know.
Cool, man. Is Doth planning on doing any touring this year? Do you guys have anything like? Because I know you guys aren't really a big on touring.
We like touring. We just don't like pointless things. You know, if there's better things you can do with your life than play for genres that don't give a fuck about your music, and you know you're playing for on really tiny ass tours, there's better things you can do with those 6 weeks. All you really end up doing is lining other people's pockets and coming home broke. And that's not what I worked my ass off to end up doing. And I can speak for the rest of the band. We love touring, though. And we're working on some things for the end of the year. And if they come through, we will definitely tour. And if not, look for some headline dates, actually. Not like a headline. Not like a headline tour, but we'll be doing some stuff on our own. We'd rather do stuff on our own than be part of a shitty package. And so,
It's the Doth Fed Up tour where you guys just say fuck it, we're just gonna do this ourselves.
Wait, are we talking about Warp Tour? You guys are doing the Warp Tour?
I would love to do Warp Tour.
Lilith Fair? Yeah. Lilith Fair?
That's where the money
is. I would do Lilith Fair too.
Yes, just for all the rape by deception.
Hey, Al, do you have a JJ profile?
No. I don't date Jewish girls.
You mean like there's no official Doth JJ page, like a JJ music profile?
First of all, I'm the only member of Doth that has Jewish background, for the record. Like, I'm the only one, and I don't date Jewish girls.
Is there a reason? Is it because they're circumcised that you don't date them? Like,
they're hairy.
They're just lousy to date for multiple reasons.
For you.
I am a Jewish girl.
Sean,
thank
means
you.
You have a chance.
Yes.
Well,
I'm not a Jewish girl. If you're interested.
I'm not a Jewish girl either. Hey, I'm sure there's exceptions out there.
Connection.
Got some things in common already. We got some things in common already.
Are you listening to any music right now? Is there any new albums that are interesting you?
I mean, I could say yes, but no. All I've been listening to is what we've been working on. When we get done working, I really can't listen to more music. It's just, you know, my ears are dead. That's
right.
Not really.
So what do you do then when you're done recording for the day?
Go to sleep.
Smoke weed, then go to sleep, right?
I see.
No, we get drunk.
You know, see, I don't smoke weed to go to sleep. I to be productive. I usually don't get tired on it. I usually get kind of wired and productive.
To get more.
You don't smoke weed to go to sleep. You smoke weed till you go to sleep.
Yeah.
it doesn't really work that way here for us. I don't really like hanging out with potheads very much, just because I feel like I'm wasting my time. I like to always be doing stuff, and if I do, I get anxiety. Like, I need to put that to use, and I think that for me, all it does is it helps me focus. Like, it helps me channel out distractions, which, you know, when you're working on this kind of music and trying to pull it off to the best of your ability, sometimes real life will just fuck with you, like phone calls, anything. Like, you need to be as zoned in as possible, and, you know, it helps with that. But I'm not really into the whole pothead scene at all. It's kind of, you know, been there, done that, into it. It bores me.
That's what he really thinks of you.
What? Yeah. Come over to the alcoholic side with us.
No way.
Well, anyway, y'all, we have a caller.
We have another caller.
Another fan wants to talk to you. 781, you're on the line.
This is Pizza Destroyer from Massachusetts. I'm from the
All
right.
And, Al, I was just wondering if Doth will be touring with Vader anytime soon, and if it would be called the Doth Vader Tour.
Well, I don't care. So, you know, Vader will...
Did you repeat that? You broke up.
I think Jeremy's got the trademark on the Doth Vader name, and actually we were going to tour with Vader last year, but the booking agent pulled a funny one, so we didn't end up touring with them last year.
The marketing potential for shirts. Just
yeah, I know. Get 25 people instead of 20 through the door.
I think the Cancillo's artwork would look pretty cool, mixed with, like, Darth Vader.
On his mask. Do you think it would go well on his mask, like one of those wrap his mask with
yeah, like with the blade
artwork
stuff?
Yeah, that could be kind of cool.
Yeah.
Why don't you draw some plans for that, send it to Metal Injection, and they'll put it into production with the Metal Injection Star Wars Darth Vader line.
I'm a really bad artist.
No, but you take our art. Use it.
Oh, like on like Photoshop
yeah.
it?
Yeah. Like scan in the Concealer's art, and then take a picture of, you know, Darth Vader, and then overlay it. I'm not like a Photoshop artist, so I don't really know the technical terms, but I know it can be done, and then send it to Metal Injection. And they'll put it into production.
Yep.
Cool.
We only accept things in MS Paint, though.
Yeah, only MS Paint format. Thanks for calling in, Pizza Destroyer.
Claris Works.
Thanks.
Corel Draw also will accept.
See, now you know about the potheads. Now you know what he means by hanging out with the potheads with this kid.
Yeah, that guy. Whoa, Pizza Destroyer. We know why you destroy pizzas. Fucking got the munchies like crazy. He's like, hey. All right.
Of course.
All right, I guess it's time for another music break. Thanks for the signal, Sean. I didn't realize it. But yeah, Al, thank you so much for taking a few minutes to call in and hang out with us on the air.
A lot of minutes.
Having me. Thanks for having me for a lot of minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, we'll see you around, man.
And
I hope we can hang out soon.
Yeah, we'd love that. You should, when you do your string of shows, you need to book a New York date and then book the next day off so we can spend that whole day being productively stoned.
And I'll drink.
You know,
and
we've always said that we would love to play New York and have a day off. Like, we always had such a killer time and then got to go. Sucks.
Right.
But the problem is, here's the problem. It'll be much easier is where the fuck do we park so we can stay there?
Just come to Brooklyn.
Do it on a Wednesday. You come to the live cast. You hang out with us. It'll be awesome.
Yeah, there's plenty
we'll
of parking
a lot.
In Brooklyn. We'll
Blur
be good.
Our words.
Yeah.
We'll be good.
So we're going to take a break. Before we return to the punk injection, I feel like we should play some Doth. And would you like to pick a song from your last album to play? Maybe.
I think he just wants to hear the punk rock.
Still there, Al?
Well, I'm here.
Oh, okay. So yeah, what track would you like us to play?
Damn it! I just want everybody to know I'm not pressing the mute button right now. This is not my fault.
It's his connection that's bad.
One more time.
Day of Endless Light.
Okay, Day of Endless Light. We got it. Cool. All right, cool, man. Thanks so much for calling in. We're going to get to some goth. Make sure you have their new record when it comes out later this year. And any final words?
No final words. That freaks me out.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's some dark
deep,
shit.
Man, Al, you're so deep. All right, cool. Man. Thanks a lot for calling in.
All right, man. Thanks for having me.
All right, here's some DOS on the Metal Injection Livecast.
Thank you. Yeah.
This is your announcer, Chuck Landon. It's time for the Metal Injection Live Cast. But first, I would like to publicly deny the rumors about me molesting the young robot from Disney's WALL-E. They are completely untrue. I like fully grown mechanical vagina. And now here is the show.
Oh, thanks a lot, Chuck Blandington, our bland announcer guy. Welcome back to the Metal Injection Livecast. I am Rob, and I have just smoked.
Noah, and I'm about to smoke.
Okay. I'm Sean. There's no beers here, and I'm upset.
Again, Sean, you work at a giant corporation. You have plenty of money in your bank account.
There's
vodka out here in Egypt.
There's
to
vodka
find
in the freezer if you'd like.
Sean doesn't drink hard liquor.
What a pussy. Jeez.
The metal injection
and what I eat, you know?
They're filled with boobs.
Boobs.
And booze.
Yeah, boobs.
Anyway, we want to keep it moving here on the cast. Oh, but we have a caller, so we're going to totally derail that. What do we got?
Hit a one.
This better be good.
Ahoy, hoy, guys.
Ahoy, hoy. Who is this again?
This is Eggers. And I just want to say one thing.
Good.
I want to compliment Sean and Sid for the live cast music break. I'm so glad they finally played Seam in School of Fish.
What? That's what the music
that
was?
Happened?
Huh? Was that a band on your playlist?
No, I don't know what you're talking about.
No, I was just making a joke sound that saying that was what some of the bands sounded like.
Like a School of Fish? Like the band?
Yeah, they were
fish?
A band. That, yeah.
The band's with fish also.
What was worse, the songs or that joke?
I'm going to go
joke?
Eggers. Yeah.
It went off better in my head, but the joke by far.
Thank you.
All right, cool. Well, thanks for calling in, Eggers.
All right.
All right. So right now, I want to...
Of course.
At least the music playlist didn't deter him from actually listening, because he knew right when we came back and he called in, so we appreciate that.
I really just forgot to play Moon Sorrow. That was the problem. It escaped my mind. I'm sorry.
Shame.
At least you figured it out afterwards.
I know.
Next time, guys. Next time.
All Moon Sorrow, all the time.
Of course.
All right, so we talked about this earlier. I think it's time to get to this. Time to get to excerpts from Dave Mustaine's upcoming audiobook.
Oh, we got it in the mail, right?
I got it. I worked with his publicist, got an exclusive first listen
to
the audiobook. She sends us excerpts of a few pages in the book. So, can we cue it up, Darren? What's the first page that we got there? You see the audio?
I got it.
I have a steel-headed boner right now.
Even in audiobook, they can break it down by pages?
Yes,
well,
it's for the iPad, so you can follow along.
Let's see.
Can I change your iPad?
So you want me to do the Mustaine voice when I read this?
This is the audiobook. So
yeah, what are you talking
Mustaine
about?
Mustaine is doing the Mustaine
voice.
Oh,
we actually have the audiobook?
Yes, I said we have excerpts of the audiobook.
I thought you... Well, look, I'm looking at my mail. I thought you mailed me a clip for me to read.
Wave files. You mailed wave files.
Let's start this over.
Ladies and gentlemen, here's some audiobook excerpts.
Whatever.
Fuck it, we'll do it live.
From Dave Mustaine. All right, let's go with the first one.
Page 69.
Roll it.
We started work on our new album today. By we, of course, I mean me, because I'm Megadeth. Fun fact, I invented thrash. My writing process is pretty straightforward. I write a riff, and I send it to my friends in the CIA, who cross-reference it with every other riff in existence to make sure it's original. If not, then clearly somebody ripped me off, and you're taken care of. Yeah.
All right.
Oh, emotional.
Wow, I didn't know. I didn't know he really used his friends in the CIA.
I can't believe he had time to record an audiobook with all the stuff that he does. This is great.
He just takes it on the road. He has a studio in his bus.
Let's see what else we got.
What other pages do we have?
Page 1.
These are exclusive excerpts of Dave Mustaine's upcoming autobiography.
Go to page 124.
The audiobook.
Yeah, it says that there's a whole bunch of just like him reviewing restaurants. Really weird. Hold on. My cousin treated me to this place since his friends were going there. And let me tell you, the sushi's cheap and plentiful for the cost. However, the sushi's not remarkable and not quality. I got an order of regular sashimi, which cost $13. I love sashimi, but this place it tasted like it was old. I would definitely recommend the rolls over the raw stuff at this place, because who knows how long it's been there. Quantity does not mean quality in this place of business.
I feel like you went off onto a little Golden Girl.
Wow. I don't know.
You mean Dave?
Dave Mustaine, he really gives it his all in these audiobook versions.
Yeah.
But really, like, sushi reviews?
That's strange. It's like
does he really think people care about
slice of his life.
What people think about his, like, lunch habits or
it's
whatever?
Like he should write that on Yelp or something.
Yeah, like, maybe is that what his... his audiobook is just
that's
Yelp.
Weird.
Well,
yes.
Skip ahead to page 223. What's that?
Yeah,
mean?
How
what's
many pages mean? Are in this book?
437 pages.
Oh my God!
Yeah. Well, that's part one.
That's the Old Testament.
Let's see.
Right there,
okay.
274.
274. Year was 1996, and I returned to L.A. going back through my old stomping grounds. I decided to stop by the old neighborhood and get a haircut in my old favorite barber place, Johnny Two Scissors. That's actually where I met James Hetfield, where I came up with the idea for Metallica. I mentioned it was me who invented it. Yeah, that happened. Anyway, I show up and that jerk was there waiting. He took my appointment. I had to sit there and wait. Me, Dave Mustaine.
Oh my God.
Busiest guy in the world. I had solos to write, CIA projects to consult on, and who was he with his dumb gold locks? So I decided to take matters into my own hands and put some acid I was saving for later for the boys into the hair product. His hair just fell out. I couldn't believe how dorky he looked. It was the best thing of my life.
Wow.
And it's like one page later, the next thing says, let me play this.
Well, that backfired. They actually got a ton of press because of that shit. Another thing they took and didn't give me credit for. God, I hate those guys.
Wow. No. Dave Mustaine responsible for Metallica's short hair.
I like that he typed out, guh.
Yeah, there's lots of guhs.
Lots of onomatopoeia in this book.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Dave Mustaine is a very emotional guy.
Wait, are there any haikus in there?
No haiku, but this is pretty interesting. This sounds like a lot like something that happened on our live cast.
I think this is in pentambic. Iameter?
Yeah. Page 85. I walked into the recording studio and a girl was bent over my console with a popsicle stick up her ass. I put on a big show about being disgusted. I fired everybody involved, but somehow it was strangely turned on.
Wow, I wonder if that happened in Arizona.
Wow. Maybe Dave Mustaine and Nina were at the same party.
I think Sid still wants that girl's note.
I do. Yeah. Nina posted on my Facebook saying happy birthday, and I was like, hey, you have that popsicle girl's information yet? She's like, I'm working on it. I'll ask my brother.
That's just
moved. Oh, there's one more.
Oh, there's one more?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Here it is. Oh, this is probably actually the worst one I listened to.
Oh, no.
Page 96.
Oh, boy.
I was sitting on the toilet taking a crap yesterday, and I started considering shaving off my pubic hair. I'm probably going to do it this weekend. Is that gay? I guess most guys probably don't do it, but most guys don't have a flaming red bush around their Johnson.
I do.
It's freaking people out. They have sex with so many meth addicts and cokeheads on tour. They hallucinate and think they're sucking a dick that's on fire. I had one bitch spray my crotch down with a fire extinguisher last week. But that doesn't happen in Hetfield, goddammit. Why me?
Well, he's really... He is really over the line.
Wow.
Wait,
wow.
People? What does he mean, people? Does that mean not just women?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. You learned something else about Dave Mustaine.
That's right.
I play the surf over and over again.
I can't wait till the whole thing comes out.
Yeah. So that concludes excerpts. Exclusive first listen of the Dave Mustaine audiobook. Dave Mustaine, a heavy metal memoir. Memoir.
Speaking French now?
Memoir.
You can call us and tell us what your reaction was to Dave Mustaine's new book.
For shit.
What's the number, somebody?
646-929-1357. It's only been like 77 episodes or no one.
I just
but exactly 77.
Yeah.
CrewSlayer 878 wants to know if those excerpts were real.
Well, I think that was Groban.
Why would we?
A couple of people.
Why would we play something that's not real?
Yeah, I don't understand
like,
why they doubt
the show. You're saying we lie on the show?
Are
like,
they calling us?
It's gonna be on cassette in a whiz near you.
Yeah.
A whiz? That doesn't make sense.
They're actually gonna release each page as
wait,
a single.
Wait, that Black Wizard of Oz movie?
Yeah, the Wiz.
That's literally my top five of all time.
Of all time Black Wizard of Oz movies?
Yes, true. Why do you gotta be racist? Why do you gotta be black?
There's the Wiz, the Shiz, the Biz.
Nobody beats the Biz.
The Wizard of Hoes.
That's five. That's
wait,
five.
Is that real?
And then Jackie Brown is the fifth one.
Oh, I own that.
That's right, you do.
I like that. I didn't really appreciate it as much when I first saw it.
This
is my favorite Megadeth video because there are endless amounts of Dave Mustaine's in this video.
Would you still bone Dave Mustaine now? I know
yep.
You had a huge crush on him before. Even now
yes.
That he looks like an old lesbian.
Yes.
Looks like an old woman.
Yes.
That's really
an
true.
Old
I never thought
woman.
That's true. That's true. Yeah. He looks like he should be on the LPGA tour.
He'd have to cut his hair, though.
No.
I mean, to look like a lesbian.
Oh, okay.
No, I mean, come on.
It could be. Like,
all right.
Let's not stereotype here.
I think it's time, for that time of the show, to get to some user submissions. Because
oh.
We got a bunch.
Oh, yes.
Fuck yes.
Yes.
All these user submissions, and no one has yet submitted an intro for user submissions.
Never.
Every time I talk about this, though, we need a user-submitted user submissions intro. And
I'm
no one
submissions.
Has here, yeah, we'll give you some audio bites. User submitted, user submissions.
User submissions.
Here come some songs created by our fans.
Metal injection junkies have nothing to do, so they make some songs for me and you.
That's gay.
There you go. There you go. Plenty of audio to work with.
Somebody going to get submissions.
That should be the title of it.
Darren, could you do me a favor?
Yes.
Read Shankletown's last message in the chat.
Oh, I was about to read that anyway, but where is it?
It's fantastic.
They already scrolled up very far.
He won me back with this.
I lost it.
All right, I'll say it.
He said Dave Mustaine looks like Christine Baranski.
Yeah, that was it. Who's Christine Baranski?
IMDb her.
Oh,
everyone.
I thought he wrote Christine Brinkley, but that's
no.
Not
Christine
Brinkley. Whatever.
Yeah, Christine Baranski, no.
I'm an immigrant. I don't have to know these pop culture things from, like, the 80s.
Oh, that woman.
I don't
that
like
was
you.
Certificate.
Yeah,
totally.
Christine
so who are you going to do first?
Me.
Well,
me.
What?
He wants you to do him, Rob.
Well, we had this one guy who...
Ignoring that.
I don't... we'll talk about it later. This one guy, the Ripper, I believe it was, who actually created original songs. Not a mashup. Original songs inspired by...
Wow.
The Ripper.
The live cast. The first one...
We inspired...
I guess.
Something.
The first one is called An Offspring of Titcore, and then in parenthesis... Tech porn core. Let's hear that one.
Oh, That was
how was that awesome. Inspired by us? It rocked.
Well, we talked about Sitcore last week,
but
that,
the song itself has nothing to do with any.
Yeah.
Right.
I think he's showcasing his talents. That's all he's doing.
Well, this next one is called "I Has Certificate." and that definitely has
something. It's about the same dude?
Yeah, same.
I wish that, can you post the lyrics?
Yeah, I want. Yeah, I need a lyric sheet or something.
Yeah, well, I have a certificate hanging on my fridge.
You can all go suck a dick.
I have a certificate. That's all you need to know.
Yeah, that's.
I'm gonna cut that into that just that part as a drop, and every time Noah talks, I'm gonna play it.
Yeah.
I like it.
Fucks anything up.
That was great.
All right.
Do we have any more?
Fantastic.
We have a few more.
He redeemed the first one with that.
Yeah. Cancer Scare and Mammoth Grinder made a bunch.
Mammoth Commander,
right. Mammoth Grinder.
But we do love Mammoth Grinder.
Yeah. They're all pretty long.
Okay.
They're all a minute and 40 seconds.
Any of them, pick the best one.
Are they recaps or what the shit is this?
They're just mashups of. They're just pretty much.
Of us stuff. Or of music?
Music and, like, the Iron Sheik.
Oh, skip it.
Let's play one.
Been there.
One.
Pick the best one.
I'll go with the Of Kicked Dogs and Doritos.
Hey! Yeah! Ooh. Hey!
Black and Vulture! Woo! Yeah! It's like the world's nice now. I like James more than I think everybody does. I mean, I don't really like Kurt because he got my dog, but he didn't let his girlfriend to fire up, so.
Woo! I see you all the way to the good day. Oh, I can go to him. Come on over. Yeah,
I'm going to go buy some mom and go buy some lasers so I can try and get saved. I bet your buttons are burning like a pack of words.
You know, God can do it. You're gracious. You love him, you can also do it by passing the bit. But Leo, that is something that's generous. Leo is the best time to do that. Hi. Girl, and if I'm a girl, and you invite me over to your house, don't be having no man, you know, girl. I would say that she's like a heartbeat girl. By the time I fell with your cat, she's like a black hole. I'm gonna get motherfucking girl, and fuck your cat, just dry up here. No, girl. Remember that black smoke from law? I'm the black smoke. I'm dead serious, girl. You think I'm playing? I'll black smoke the shit out of your cabinet, girl.
All right. A little love for the Doritos, this guy.
That was good.
Yeah.
No, you can put Honey Bucket from Melvin's in anything, and I'll love it. That's fine. That was that last riff.
Should we play another one from them?
Sure.
Fagadelic.
Oh, wait. Before we get to that, we have a caller.
Oh, we have a caller.
Good.
Let's drop everything.
630.
What?
630.
Hello?
Hello, who is this? Where are you from?
Wow, this is my first time calling. This is David. I'm in Chicago.
David from Chicago. Which neighborhood?
What's your zip code?
Elmhurst.
All right.
Awesome.
Is this your first time listening to the live cast, or are you a long-time listener?
No, I'm actually a super long-time. Well, I consider myself a long-time listener because I've listened to so many podcasts, and it's taken up so much of my life.
That's good. That's good. Very nice to hear. So what's going on, man?
I don't know. I just wanted to call in. I had tons of stuff I actually wanted to say, but now I'm kind of choking up right now. I don't know what to say. I don't.
Cool, man.
What are you choking?
Take some deep breaths.
Wait, are you starting to cry?
I am. I think I am, really, because this is just such a big moment for me.
Don't fuck it up, man. Your life is peaking right now.
Whoa. Yeah, I basically just want to say I love the – okay, I had a question for Rob, I guess.
First tell us what you love because we want to hear that.
What I love about your podcast or just the
– you're
starting a sentence.
I just want to say I love –
oh, yeah, I'm sorry. I don't know. I just love this whole thing you got going on. This is like the website and the podcast. It really kind of brings – all the metalheads together for, you know, a fun little time. And
you have no blushing right now.
Yeah, all four.
Me blushing.
All 42
of you. When he said website, Rob's eyes almost fell out of his head.
Yeah, no one says website.
No, because, like, this is, I worship this, because honestly, like, I have a metal band, and there's a bunch of hipsters in our town, and we actually got a show with a bunch of hipster bands, and for the first time, and they actually loved us. And so, I don't know, it was just good because it makes us feel nice because we don't have that sort of this metal society in my town.
We definitely don't.
That sucks. Well,
what
was the question? Yeah.
The question was, what, like, before you started this show and started interviewing all these bands, has things changed, like, how you perceive band members and bands, like, before you'd be like, oh, Dave Mustaine, or I know you have like a thing with Dave Mustaine, you know, imitations and stuff. But I'm just wondering, like, oh, it's Dave Mustaine! Oh my gosh, he's amazing! Have you kind of, you know, got desensitized to that?
Yeah, I mean, at first I was definitely a little more starstruck when we would interview some bigger bands, just, you know, people I kind of never thought I'd meet. But after a while, you just realize they're all just regular people. Except when it's Dave Mustaine, like when I interviewed Dave Mustaine.
Or Slayer.
Yeah, or like Slayer. That was like, I still got starstruck. So it still happens to like really big bands.
Or Eye Blind.
Yeah, totally. No.
That happened.
Like when I interviewed Danzig, I was definitely a little nervous just because it's fucking Danzig. And I didn't want to get punched or have to punch him.
In A Life Once Lost, I know you freak out every time you
know. Oh, my. No, well, that's a perfect example because, like, I really liked them as a band, and then I met them.
And now you can't stand their music.
No, and they were very nice people.
I love Psyopus.
Yeah, how is interviewing Psyopus when you hate them so much?
Yeah.
They were actually our first interview and really got things off to a bad
start. Is that why you made
Yeah, woof. And then I was like, oh, my God, is this what bands are like?
You had to rename the website just to get any users after that.
Yeah, we were originally called Psyopus Injection. We were just going to focus. Shut up, Lockcock lady. So, yeah, I hope that answers your question.
Okay, thank you very much.
I'll tell you what. Yeah, since you're a first-time caller, you are entitled to a free CD, so if you want to just send me a private message, your full name and address, I'll send you back a link to our giveaway pile.
Oh, that sounds delicious. I'll have to get a list or something.
You shouldn't eat this.
We're not going to send you any cookies.
Yeah,
dude,
Chicago.
Shut up.
Good as cookies.
Cool. What's your username?
I don't have one. That's the problem.
Wow. Some fans.
Make one.
No, because I don't trust signing my name onto a bunch of stuff. It just makes me feel awkward.
You know, you're a big fan of our website, but yet you don't trust us enough to get an email address.
I promise you, we will never sell your email address to anybody.
No, you know what, Rob? Let his be the first email address you sell.
I would never betray you like that. I know what it's. I know how bad Stan
he knows
is.
He can make a fake name, right?
Yeah, or just have a temporary.
No, I would love to sign up. I was actually planning on it. I just kind of forgot before I called.
You can do it and send me a private message, and I'll send you some stuff.
The only thing is, Rob.
Shut up, bitch.
He sends out a lot of Nigerian bank account scams from time to time.
Sometimes he pretends to be the president of Nigeria.
Why do you got to be Nigeria? Why are you guys going?
Because that's it's always Nigeria. That's the default template.
That's have
you ever
gotten in Africa that has computers so far?
Yeah,
they're very slow on the
not update. South Africa.
No.
Anyway, thank you for calling in. We have another caller. We have to get. I guess we'll get to him. Our last caller of the night. Thanks for calling in a lot.
All right,
we
thank
love you. I wanna hug you in a non-sexual way.
Are
moving
you
on.
Your impression of that guy who wanted to be your roommate again? What was the voice?
Oh no, that was. Oh hey, I'm a cool guy.
No, that's your normal voice. I'm confused.
Yeah, no,
now.
Do the voice of the guy that came over.
Yeah.
This is the voice of the guy that
no,
came
no,
over.
No, no, do
that's
the voice of the
no,
guy that came over.
That's Rob after he goes
right
swimming
now?
In the community
sure?
pool.
That's Rob's real voice.
Yeah.
This is my real voice. This is what I'm not trying.
This is Rob at the supermarket.
Yes.
Guys, can I ever have a pound of sweat?
Rob, put your radio voice back on. I can't take it.
Sorry about that, guy.
All right, we got a caller.
All right, let's get him.
It was total fuckage.
Totes fuckage.
Fuckage.
Fuckage. Yes. What is it?
Talk, man.
781.
781. Name where you're from.
Settle down.
781. You are not on the air. Ah, that's it. Too late.
We can't take calls.
No more calls. All right, well, let's get done with these user submissions.
Yeah.
We have two more. So here's Fagadelic Fantasy Finger Bang.
It is Anchor Man, not Anchor Lady, and that is a scientific fact.
Do you feel that?
Play with a butt plug.
Do you feel that?
I love gay sex.
Oh, wow.
Butt plug, butt plug, butt plug, butt plug.
Do you feel that? Oh, wow.
They put a anti-gay rod in my asshole, and that cured me of being gay.
Ooh, Jesus Christ.
Fuck him. Fuck.
Saved itself at the end.
Yeah.
Gotta love the homophobia.
Big Gay Al. Anytime you put a Big Gay Al sample in it, it wins.
I thought that was your roommate.
I thought that was you.
I'm a cool guy.
Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ.
I cleaned up the bathroom. Jesus Christ isn't Big Gay Al. That's Mr. Slave.
Oh, you're right. South Park nerd.
Sorry.
What a dork.
It's the South Park Nasty.
Cross-pointed in the chat room said it also.
Oh. Jumpman Hat. He sent in a parody. Is it Shoe Prince? Is that it? Shoe Prince on My Dog? Was that?
No.
Oh, that's something else.
I have his.
Wait, so let me play.
Oh my God!
Wait, let me play that one then. I'm not sure who this one's from.
I know,
but I have another one.
Dave Mustaine in the news again. You kicked my dog. Get the fuck out of my studio.
I think it's totally fair to include them in Exodus and Overkill and a couple of other bands that came from that era. That dude had the most perfect afro in metal ever. And there was a whole bunch of metal bands that belong there. Well, there are a few that don't. So those are fags. I should see that too. But all those bands with the makeup and all that, that ain't metal. That's just not metal.
Not metal.
Not metal. The big four, and well, there's only the four of us. And there's a reason why there's only four. Yeah, I don't want the guy with the big fro on tour with me. I want to get paid more. Well, when people die, it leaves a huge hole. You just gotta take life for what it is, man.
You kick my dog.
That was cross-jointed, by the way.
Wow, that was great.
Fantastic.
That was some great sampling of us quoting Dave Mustaine.
Just, I wish it didn't end.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Can't wait for the chorus to come. Yeah. Part two, please.
You want the extended version.
Yeah, we want an extended version.
I need a reprise.
There certainly are enough quotes from this episode.
Yeah. So what, do you have the Jumpman hat version?
Yeah, I do.
All right. So I haven't heard this. You guys heard it. You said it was hilarious.
I thought you heard it. Yeah, it's really good.
It's like beyond hilarious.
It's like a beat, a diss record.
Oh, shit.
There we go.
Cancer Scare is fatherless. Cancer Scare is fatherless. Cancer Scare is My Little Pony.
What the fuck? What the fuck?
I get it.
Cancer Scare.
No stars.
Yeah. Cancer Scare, you pour me the juice, blood in my ears. Motherfuckers grinding my gear. You express yourself with the mashups you create. Come on now, get to the part where you can. I'm all about quality. All your friends want it. This is playing why I become your worst enemy. You're gonna smash out that 7 plus. The only thing that compares is genius to response. This takes a cynic. Sean's love is sick. Feel the penetration of his inch off his dick. Take the bunny sickle, it'll run up down your throat. That is what it feels like when I listen to your joke, motherfucker. Now I got a damn aneurysm. Blow your brains at the ammunition museum. You're a guttural disease, fuse all over the sand. You and Madness Commander should already disband. Cancer Scare. Cancer Scare. Cancer Scare. He's a prick. Cancer Scare. He's a prick. Cancer Scare is gay.
Over and over, I'm gonna shoot you in the face with my Gibson's flamethrower. Burn your house down, but you better suck a dick first. Otherwise, I'll put you in the human caterpillar. In the star player, which I call my face, and don't even try to escape or someone's gonna get pregnant. No one in the front, 3D, than you. Then Sean, it's only fair that you won't be taking your food. So stay off, Sean, dump that shit down, stay off. You kids in town, pay attention. Do you look like a clown? Looking like a fool with your pants. That's a sweet beat song. You come up as a poser, take off that pink pants on, bro. I mean, don't you know? Being a homo is a sin. Adam puts that song, yo.
Literally.
Literally
stoned.
What the fuck?
And then my dad had explained to my mom that that's just what the kids find funny.
It's gonna be terrible.
This is harsh. I just like to antagonize. It's funny.
Fucking brilliant.
I feel like every week the bar is raised, that's the new high mark for the bar.
Yeah, Jump Man Hat went all out. Calling out Cancer Scare.
I feel like, but we also, I mean, I wound up in a human millipede with the Sean eating my feces.
Caterpillar.
Caterpillar.
It's a shooter that way.
And I get to be in the front, right?
I guess.
And who did he say was behind me?
I forgot.
Darren and then Sean. Darren's the middle. You're
the
worst.
Noah's poo?
You're,
no. What about Rob and Sid?
You just said us three. Now it's poop poop.
That's
the
worst spot. Well, that's...
Make sure
I don't really think that's the worst spot. I think I had the worst spot.
Yeah.
I was eating the poop poop. Like, you know,
you
getting
second degree poop.
And he's got to put his face in Darren's ass.
Yeah.
Well, I got my face in your ass.
It's more pleasant than yours.
It's the fucking ass.
Oh, shit.
I can use my imagination.
Yeah, so eat your own ass.
Put that to
that
a
would taste wonderful.
Oh,
so it human, does.
That would I bet be, no one would eat your own ass if she could.
I wish I could bend
herself
that way.
I smell a science experiment.
Oh, wait. Jumpman had in the chat, elaborate. It's Noah 3D cancer scare and then Sean.
Oh, so cancer
okay,
scare.
That's fine.
Middle.
I kind of prefer to eat out cancer scare ass than yours.
You don't even know what he looks like.
That's why.
He's a young boy. He's a young boy.
I can picture whatever I want to.
Daniel Radcliffe.
Yeah. Or.
And then the glasses wind up shattering and stabbing you.
I just hope that he's just a dolphin. And then I can...
You
Sean,
just hope
Sean,
he uses butt
Sean,
wipes when he
get
wipes.
To the part where you're gay.
Yes. I think I did like 5 minutes ago.
That's right.
It's called birth.
Right.
I didn't know it was 5 minutes ago. All right.
Shackleton asks, no, is poo kosher? No, she's had sex with too many black men.
I have never had sex with a black man, actually.
Just kidding.
Because you're racist?
Yes.
No, because there are not a lot of black guys in the metal scene.
No, you had sex with a few black guys. They just lied to you and told you they were Jewish.
Oh, yeah.
Now I have a question.
But then they sent them to jail.
Rape
now I have a
deception.
Question. I know you like...
Where's the rape show for?
You like the gingers. You like the redheads. Would you go out with a black redhead?
How is that possible?
A black ginger. You've never seen them? They're like very...
Oh, my God, no.
They're like very white.
No.
They're very white, black.
I like those no. people.
Red bones.
I like
no,
they're called
thank
red bones,
you.
Right, Darren?
Is
red bones.
I don't know.
Yes.
I'll take your word for it.
No, thank
Shinobi
you.
Says he's never had sex with a black guy either. It's good to know.
The night is young, Shinobi.
Come to Brooklyn.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I want to hear another diss record coming back at Jump Manhat.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm asking.
Oh.
Well,
yeah, no,
cancer scare has to
Yeah, we need
respond.
A response.
You can't bitch out like that, son.
This is a war.
I'm going to play this on Shade 45 next week. Blowing up.
If it still exists.
But it definitely raised the bar using our shit. You know,
yeah.
Like it was all our shit. Not just like, you know.
Right.
Somebody call the source, by the way. We got to.
Three mics.
Publicize this. Nothing. Never mind.
I don't think anyone gets a three mics reference.
That's okay. Darren does.
All right, so.
It's about Darren, isn't it?
Yep.
Yeah, why don't you marry Darren? Said Maren.
Yeah, we're just doing our
own. Or why don't you put your face in his ass?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I wasn't that. Not in that caterpillar. Sorry.
Sid, can you stop farting?
It's my own caterpillar.
You farted.
I farted like 10 minutes ago.
It just got to Noah. That's how little circulation
it went around counterclockwise.
Is the AC even on?
Or clockwise.
It doesn't feel
yeah,
like it's on.
I know.
Well, it's in the other room so that we don't hear the noise here.
It's just like
downside
a stagnant though. Smell. Like stagnant.
The metal injection sweatshop.
It's true.
It's where we
how
make
you,
our birch section.
Yeah,
all the birch you
underneath the table.
This has to be talked about on the air.
Nobody's listening at this point.
Anyway, we got to get going. We're wrapping up here.
Yeah, did you really cut one? Cause it's...
No, 10 minutes ago I did.
Is that going to be the title of the episode? Did you really cut one?
And that concludes our broadcast day.
Bye-bye, everybody.
All righty, everybody. Thank you for joining us. We will not be on the air with a new episode next week.
Can I just do it by myself?
2 hours of you?
Yeah.
We should just have 2 hours of somebody going to get pregnant sample repeated.
Over and over.
That'll be our best of. Somebody going to get pregnant.
And then me
somebody
drinking
gonna get
and
pregnant.
Taking calls about those clips.
No, just that.
Yeah.
Just on chat relay.
But there will be a best of produced by Darren. Probably.
What's the time frame? 80% the best of is from one to one.
Hosted by me.
Yeah. Whenever.
Awesome.
So check that out, and then we will be back in 2 weeks with a brand new episode. That's the first week of August. It's going to be huge.
Yeah,
big
we got
return.
We got a call out for 2 hours of us in the chat room, Frank.
Yeah, sure.
You know, I do it.
Frank,
cool.
Be busy.
Frank is going to be with Rob.
I'm like almost never around on Wednesday ever, and actually sometimes I have to listen to the podcast like
weren't
4
you
in a row.
Last week too?
No,
yeah.
I was played
the
a
week
show
before,
and I played a show then too.
When was that time?
It was like. 3 years ago. It doesn't matter. Anyway, it was great.
Radio.
Wonderful. This is the
good
most exciting finale of the show ever. We'll see you in 2 weeks. We're here in high.
No.
And that concludes our broadcast day.
Please remember to spay or neuter your pets and animals.
And send Rob a private message if you want any pretzel rods. We have some left over.
We have some pretzel rods. We have some really nice pretzel rods.
Oh, pretzel rods, I guess.